Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
There. Now, while recession has made consumers more careful about their grocery spend and food inflation is at its lowest for many years, supermarkets still frequently charge above the listed price for goods, often without customers knowing. Are the penalties for overcharging big enough, and why do some supermarkets seem to be repeat offenders? Food and Farming reporter Suzanne Campbell is here to examine this issue. And first of all, Suzanne, before we talk a little bit more about this, you met shoppers today outside a Dublin supermarket complex.
I did, and I think we'll listen to it now. I think they give a good spread of, you know, do you check your receipt? I don't, because I don't have time. I didn't know this problem even existed. And all the sorts of views around this issue.
Do you ever check your receipts when you leave a shop to see that you've been charged the right price?
Most of the time.
Sometimes, like when I see it's overcharged and then I go to check, but most of the time I just grab them and then I go like...
I would always like to check and make sure I wasn't overcharged for anything.
I don't make a habit of scrutinising everything, but it's funny, you get a feel about prices, you know, when you're, particularly if you're out twice or three times a week doing it, you know.
So what would you do if you have been overcharged, if you notice you've been overcharged?
Oh, straight back to the till.
Do you think supermarkets might overprice deliberately, or do you think it's an error?
I frankly don't think that they're out to con everybody.
Do you think that they sometimes overcharge?
Not deliberately, but I have noticed overcharges from time to time.
Do you check your receipts? Are you ever afraid of being overcharged?
Well, we never check them. Half the time I don't even look. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, we stuff them into the bag or into the purse and we mean to check them, then we forget about it. How does supermarket overpricing come to our notice?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, like that lady, most of us just want to get out of there as fast as we can. You know, grocery shopping is not one of life's biggest pleasures.
I'm with you on that.
It's convenience is a huge driver to it. You screech around the store, get what you want and you leave. Unfortunately, there is this problem of overpricing, and either it comes to notice by consumers giving, you know, bringing the attention to the store or reporting it to the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Now, this is now the new merged body that was the old Consumer Association of Ireland and the Competition Authority. And their job is to oversee this issue of pricing, pricing displayed and overcharging above that displayed price. Now, recently, they published their list of enforcement actions taken from the second half of last year. And there were lots of traders who charged more for goods than what they displayed and what they asked or what they told you was on the price. And these included a couple of Centres, a couple of Tesco's, Supervalues, Boots and Spars. And they also gave enforcement orders and fines to people for not displaying prices. Donnybrook Fair was one of them. So it's not just the big multiples. Dunnes as well was in that grouping. It's small shops as well. What they do is they collect information for consumers and they do what's called a pricing compliance blitz. They literally send employees into the supermarkets to shop for a basket of goods. If there is a difference between what was priced on the shelf and what they were charged for the item, they give an on-the-spot fine or a compliance notice. And then this is stepped up. If people don't listen to them and stores continue to ignore their warnings, you can take them to court. Now, I mean, what's interesting about it is that Lidl and Aldi, for example, aren't on this list. And, you know, that was when this list came out, a lot of people picked up on this and asked why. And I suppose, you know, lest we go into kind of conspiracy theories.
Well, are we dealing with cock-up or conspiracy
well,
here?
This is the thing. And this is the key question to ask. But if you look at their model, it's quite different. They're a much smaller range of goods to mess up on, if you like. They also have reductions and kind of discounts anyway across all their lines. So they're not doing all this massive price changing and buy one, get one free. But I asked Isolde Goggin from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, you know, is this just a set of errors or is it a way of doing business?
I think it'd be very hard to determine what the reason behind any of this is, and it's not really our remit to do that. I mean, what we have to figure out is what's actually happening on the ground. It's true that some supermarkets have a very, very large range of items. Some of them have kind of everyday low pricing strategy, whereas others rely more on promotions. It's probably the case that where prices are changed more frequently, it's more likely that errors will occur. But it is absolutely the responsibility of the retailers to have the systems in place to make sure that where they do change prices, those prices are correctly reflected at the checkout.
Okay, so it's their responsibility. For whatever reason, though, they are overcharging. Mm. We're, it would appear, the consumers not noticing as much as we should. So is this naming and shaming working?
Yeah, I mean, are the penalties big enough? As it stands at the moment, the onus is totally on us, the shoppers, to do our shop, check the receipts. And there is, I suppose, what this reveals is there is a lack of trust in the facility or that service in providing groceries to us, that we have to check the price. And that seems quite ridiculous to a lot of consumers and to people who just want to go in and do something and not and buy a basket of goods and not feel cheated by it. The Consumers Association of Ireland, which is a non-governmental body, they think that the penalties aren't big enough and that there aren't enough deterrents, despite there being scope in consumer legislation for actually, you know, fining them bigger amounts. I spoke to Dermot Jewell from the organisation and asked him about, you know, why he feels there isn't sufficient deterrence there for some retailers to change their ways.
These breaches have been ongoing for almost 20 years, month by month, year on year, and with very, very small penalties. But yet, if you look at the Consumer Protection Act of 2007, it does provide that a first offence can have a fine of up to €3,000. But after that, they can be higher for repeat offences. But we don't see any of the big money deterrents being put in place to stop this. Clearly, there's a very, very poor internal structure and system for monitoring pricing, because we still have too many consumers complaining on a frequent basis that they're being overcharged, or that they're, where they're being offered a two for the price of one, they're paying for both. So it's not good enough. We have got potential deterrents, but they're not being applied as strongly and as strenuously as they could. €3,000 is not enough. It needs to be €30,000, €50,000, €100,000 if necessary, because that's the only way that what is now a deeply embedded system of pricing will be broken down and somebody will start to pay attention to it.
Dermot Jewell with probably some sound advice. Just out of time, Suzanne, but the lesson is what? Look at your receipts, check what you're paying for your grocery shop, especially if you're looking at offers.
Exactly. Especially if you've expensive two-for-ones on things like washing powder or nappies or items that are maybe over €5 or €6, definitely check your receipts and bring it to the supermarket's attention and try and get your money back.
All right. Suzanne Campbell, thank you very much.